This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. This show is always brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, and our Focus archives always available at KJJR.com. And our guest today on Focus is Brooke Winrow. She's the manager of Hay Moon Resort in Happy Valley. That's right there between Whitefish and Kalispell. That's out at 1845 Hodgson Road. And Brooke, first timer on the show. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to hear about Hay Moon because I've heard so many good things about it.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to share a little bit. We've definitely come a long way in the past few years, and I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. Before we get to that, though, tell us about yourself a little bit.
Well, I have been here for about 5 years and pretty much jumped into the Hay Moon Resort project when we got here. And it's really become a good fit because it kind of gets me outside a lot more. I get to interact with people. I have background in guest ranching and wrangling, actually. Horses are probably my main passion. And I love the valley. I love Rebecca Farm. I love, you know, everything that we get to do here. And it's fun to be able to have the resort and actually apply all of my different skills to one thing. And we get to meet really great people, and it's been pretty enjoyable.
I always ask this to everyone. What's one thing you love to do when you're not working?
I ride horses.
Really?
It's pretty much at least probably 3 hours a day.
That really is your passion.
It is. I have four. I'm really into 3-day eventing, and
wow.
I've met some awesome people up here. I actually got to go cross country at Rebecca Farm last night, and so we're yeah, getting gearing up for the AECs, and so that's really my thing.
Now, the Hay Moon Resort looks so beautiful. I've been looking at the website, haven't been out there yet, but I'm looking forward to visiting. And this is really a family affair. It's a family business, right?
Yeah, so my dad is here with us in the summers, and then my mom's here all the time, and my husband, we pretty much just, we all pitch in and kind of come together and learned how to have a resort and, you know, just working with the people. And it was a lot of remodel at first, but yeah. Now it's gorgeous, and we're gearing up for more weddings this year and everything.
So describe it for someone who's never been there. How would you describe the resort just in a nutshell?
So basically you drive in and it's just beautiful, beautiful green grass. I mean, everything's irrigated, so we stay really green for a lot of the season. We've got our first pond that you drive into has fountains. It's beautiful. There's a couple gazebos. And then there's a couple cabins that overlook that pond. There's a few horse pastures in the front, which my two paint horses are usually there pretty much all summer long, greeting guests. They love to say hi to our guests.
This is a chunk of land. It's 15 acres.
Yeah, and so it goes back. We've got volleyball nets, cornhole games. I'm working on putting a few other, like horseshoes, some tetherball, some different things like that. But pretty much all the houses have a nice view, nice area of their own where you can, you know, play outside, picnic, do some different things. We've got a gift shop.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat place, and it's pretty secluded for how close it is to everything.
I was just going to say, there are a lot of little resorts around the Flathead and western Montana, but this one seems to be so centrally located. Great choice on whoever decided to put it there.
Exactly. We're, 5-10 minutes from downtown Whitefish, Columbia Falls, Kalispell. You know, you can run to Costco real quick, but you can also get to Glacier National Park in about 30 minutes to the west entrance, and the same to the ski hill. We have guests that come and they go to both Whitefish and Blacktail, and all the other winter activities in between too. I love our location. I love being there because you're quick to everything. Lakes, rivers.
Yeah. Well, we want to talk about weddings and events because that's what you guys do best. And also, we're going to talk about some offerings for the locals. You have that too. And we'll be back and talk about that in just a couple minutes. It's Focus on the Flathead, and you've been listening to the voice of Brooke Winrow. She's the manager, along with other family members. By the way, what's your husband's name?
Gabe.
Gabe. Let's say hi to Gabe. Gabe, hello. It's good having your wife in the studio today, talking about the whole resort today. And we'll get back to it in just a couple minutes right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. This is Focus on the Planet, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grinch Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be right back on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached Uber Bank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank, Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR, and we are back with Focus on the Flathead. Our guest is Brooke Winrow. She's the manager of Hay Moon Resort in Happy Valley out on Hodgson Road, 1845 Hodgson. Thanks for being here once again.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Well, one of the big things you do is weddings at Hay Moon and other events, of course. Then we're going to talk about some local offerings as well. But what does it take to put on a great wedding? I mean, this is a big destination area for weddings. What is it about the Hay Moon Resort?
The Hay Moon's beautiful. I might be a little biased, but people tell me it a lot. And so I'm pretty confident in it. Some days I'm just sitting there and I'm like, wow, this is just really nice and peaceful. Weddings take lots of great vendors, I would say. You have a beautiful property and you start with that beautiful property in the venue. And ours is kind of unique because you have an inside and an outside area. So air conditioning, heating. So you've kind of have a year-round option for that. And then you get some great vendors, some great couples and their families, and it's just a really, really good time.
So this is one of those things where you can really create your own wedding, and you do help out a little bit too, but people can come. How many cabins are there again? I think I failed to ask you that in the first segment.
So there's six, and they're of all kinds of sizes. So there's two really large ones with, you know, multiple stories, five bedrooms, big kitchens. And then it kind of goes down to we've got some smaller cabins and then like an upstairs, downstairs unit. One's handicap accessible, but they all have, you know, really great kitchens. Like I said, nice views of the pond and property and everything, and like private decks and picnic tables and sort of just a lot of amenities, washer dryers. It's kind of like your home away from home. You know, the kitchens are very well stocked, so you can use them, make a full meal, you know, cook. Heck, you can cook Thanksgiving. Yeah. So it's a great option for people to come and sort of experience a home away from home if they don't want to go out for every meal.
I can imagine a big wedding. You could do a big wedding out there. And then on your website, you also do what you call micro weddings.
Yeah. So our larger weddings, I mean, we are a little bit smaller, actually. So our max usually is about 75 in the summer. Yeah. We like to keep things more intimate. And then our micro weddings are about 25. That's like, you know, you bring your closest people, and we love those. We absolutely love those because I feel like they're just so special, and you can really spend time with everybody that you want to.
Do you do weddings year round?
Yes. So we kind of take a break. I mean, you know how the weather gets here. So like that March, early April time frame, there's just a lot of melt.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, we do offer weddings and events year round.
Let's talk about specifically summer weddings, which I'm sure you do most spring and summer weddings. What are people going to find when they come? What can they expect?
So in the summertime, we usually offer for, you know, above our micro wedding packages can really happen. They're more weekdays and stuff in the big summer months, but they can come to find just a weekend experience. So they show up, they can have a welcome party, they can really just spend a lot of time with their close family and friends. Since the resort does sleep up to 50, I mean, that just depends how crowded you want each house. you can really just have a big group all in one place. You know, we have fire pits. We've like I said, we've got a lot of games and stuff. So people just love to hang out and enjoy time with each other. And it really gives you a chance to hang out with your friends and family before the big day. And then you don't feel like you're just seeing them real quick and then everyone's leaving.
Yeah. And you also have like a big pavilion too. You could do a lot under the pavilion.
Yeah. So it's fully enclosed and our heating and cooling. And so the doors do open up though to a big like giant 12-foot wraparound deck, back patio, beautiful pond in the back, lots of grass, garden area, stuff like that. So Just really pretty.
You got to tell me about Christmas at Hay Moon. My mind's eye says it's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah. So we've become known a little bit. We do a lot of fun Christmas lights in the winter. And so we've got people that drive by a lot with kids and everything. And so we do a pretty spectacular Christmas light show, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Well, that sounds cool. Do you do the decorating yourself?
Yes. but, you know, it was funny. Actually, last spring, we were taking everything down and a couple neighbors stopped by and they were like, we just love your lights. You know, maybe we can help out next year. And I was like, you know what? I might take you up on that.
Oh, yeah. Save that phone number. Okay. And wrapping things up, let's just invite people out there. I mean, because this sounds so cool for people who haven't been there. Just invite them out. I mean, in your own way.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to have you come by and just give me a call. You know, all our information's on our website, haymoonresort.org. You can make reservations there. You can email me. You can find our phone number. I love, love, love meeting new people, especially our local people and our neighbors. It's fun connecting. And hopefully we do have a couple events that we, you know, put on and partner with some local organizations and stuff. So like we have Golden Stock coming up, which is a golden retriever rescue and cool. Things like that. So hopefully we'll see you guys out there sometime.
Locals are going to love it as well. You've been listening to Brooke Winrow. She's the manager at Hay Moon Resort in Happy Valley. Great job on everything you guys are doing out there. Wish you the best of luck.
Thanks so much, Ross.
Yeah, I hope to meet the rest of the family one of these days.
Yeah, definitely.
This is Cork's Focus on the Flathead and brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And we'll be back next week with another Focus on the Flathead right here on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 FM, KJJR.